This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The fiancé of a missing Saudi journalist is urging President Trump to use his clout to find out what happened to her partner. AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
What about Jamal Khashoggi? That's what the Saudi writer's fiancé tweeted in response to President Trump's announcement that Turkey was freeing an American pastor. Jamal Khashoggi vanished 10 days ago after he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He was there to pick up documents he needed to get married, and his fiancée was waiting outside. Saudi Arabia denies he was abducted or harmed, maintaining he left the consulate and then vanished. Yesterday, Trump called U.S.-Saudi relations excellent and said he doesn't want to scuttle highly lucrative arms deals with the kingdom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And it does turn out that a Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in prison if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges with regard to a failed coup. Washington called the allegations baseless. U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany for a medical evaluation before continuing on to the United States. President Trump says Brunson is likely to fly into D.C. and that he would be dropping by the White House for a meeting. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola. Meantime, health officials warn a rate of new Ebola cases is on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
This is something that obviously will make us focus on Beni, trying to reinforce our teams there and try to basically go really deeper in the community.
Death toll now standing at 125. This is VOA News. A cyber breach at the headquarters of the U.S. military, known as the Pentagon, outside of Washington, is under investigation. AP's Mike Gracia reporting.
A breach of travel records that could have compromised the personal information and credit card data of as many as 30,000 U.S. military and civilian personnel is being investigated by the Pentagon. The breach could have happened some months ago, but was only recently discovered. Pentagon leaders were informed of the breach by a department cyber team on October 4th. A Pentagon spokesman says the intrusion was made by breaching a commercial vendor. On Tuesday, the U.S. Government Accountability Office said the Pentagon has been slow to protect military weapons programs that are vulnerable to cyber attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Residents in the U.S. state of Florida who were hit by Hurricane Michael this week have begun cleaning up, assessing damage to their homes, and all at least 13 people died in the massive storm. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to the region.
Our message to all of those impacted is from the heart of the American people. We are with you. We will stay with you. Not only to go through the immediate aftermath of this storm, but also until these communities, including the agriculture communities, recover bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
From Florida, Michael traveled across several southeastern U.S. states, which had been hard hit just a month ago by Hurricane Florence. After causing tornadoes and heavy wind and rain damage, Michael moved back out into the Atlantic. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who has been implicated in the church's sexual abuse scandal. More now from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The 77-year-old cardinal had already offered to resign 2 years ago when he turned 75, the customary age for retirement in the Catholic Church hierarchy. But Pope Francis had kept him on and does not appear to be in a hurry to let him go now, although the pontiff has accepted his resignation. Last month, in the midst of the scandals, Wuerl had personally asked the Pope to relieve him of his duties.
Wuerl came under scrutiny for his handling of sex abuse cases when he was bishop of the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, between 1988 and 2006. The granddaughter of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, Princess Eugenie, married wine merchant Jack Brooksbank at Windsor Castle in front of celebrities and Britain's senior royals, including Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who wed in the same venue in May. 28-year-old Eugenie is the younger daughter of the Queen's third child, Prince Andrew, and his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.